All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, in week 14, I went 10-6 with my picks. I did not get things started on the right foot in week number 15 as I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be able to go on the road this past Thursday night and get a victory over the St. Louis Rams. But it was the Rams that jumped out on the Bucs early and really kept them in the chase mode all game long. Now, if you checked it out on Facebook at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, you can see that I put up my pick for tonight, and I think that the Jets will have enough to get past the upset-minded Dallas Cowboys tonight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. But with that said, there are 13 games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And here are my picks for week number 15 in the National Football League. Now, going to start off in the NFC North, where the 5-8 Chicago Bears will be traveling to take on the 8-5 Minnesota Vikings. Now, Minnesota is 4-2 at home so far this season, while Chicago is 4-2 on the road. And this is a big game for the Vikings as they are looking to stay not only in the wild card chase in the NFC, but also they want to keep that pressure on the Green Bay Packers as they are looking to get back into first place in the NFC North. Now, you look at the Vikings, they have extra rest as they played last week on Thursday Night Football, where they lost on the road versus the Arizona Cardinals, and they want to get back to the basics. If you're the Vikings, you want to just establish the running game with Adrian Peterson and really allow your very physical and tough, tenacious defense to really tee off. But you look at this Bears team, you look at them, they've lost two games in a row at home, two surprising losses at home, and this is a team under head coach John Fox. They are not ready to mail it in. But right now, I think this is going to be a nip and tuck type of game. We've seen those over the years, countless times between the Bears and the Vikings, but I think Minnesota has enough to get past Chicago in this one, and I'm going to take the Vikings at home by the score of 27-26. Now, moving right along, you have the 6-7 Atlanta Falcons traveling to take on the 5-8 Jacksonville Jaguars, and the wheels have basically fallen off for the Falcons. It wasn't that long ago that Atlanta started the year with a record of 5-0, and a lot of people really expected this team to contend for a Super Bowl berth, but that is not the case. Atlanta right now, they are a very flawed team. Defensively, they have problems stopping opponents, while Matt Ryan, their quarterback, has not been protecting the football. You look at this Jacksonville team, and I mean, they've had opportunities to take that next step this season, but even for the Jacksonville Jaguars with a record of 5-8, they come into week 15 knowing that they are just one game out of first place in the AFC South. Gus Bradley, the Jaguars head coach, is trying to build something, and I think this team is going to give a spirited effort tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Jacksonville at home over Atlanta by the score of 27-23. Now, the battle for first place in the AFC South has the 6-7 Houston Texans traveling to take on the 6-7 Indianapolis Colts. Now, Indy comes into this game favored by 1 point, and they are taking on a Texans team that has never won on the road versus the Colts. And if there was a time for them to do it, this is the opportunity. Now, you look at the Texans, Brian Hoyer is expected to be under center for them at quarterback tomorrow, while J.J. Watt, their fine defensive end, is still trying to play through that broken hand. But on the flip side for the Indianapolis Colts, Matthew Hasselbeck, their 40-year-old starting quarterback, has been banged up, and he is playing through a litany of injuries right now. And it will be interesting to see what type of plan that Texans defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel is able to cook up to put some pressure on Mr. Hasselbeck. I tell you right now, Houston has been down this season, but they are far from out. And I think Bill O'Brien and his bunch are going to do just enough to get the victory on the road here. I'm going to take Houston by the score of 26-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the 13-0 Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the 6-7 New York Giants. Now, Carolina has had a dream season, and they hope that all roads for them will lead to Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California. A victory right here will give the Panthers home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. And the next time they will have a road game would be Super Bowl 50. And you look for this Carolina Panthers club to come out there and do what they normally do. Defensively, they're going to go out there and attempt to force turnovers while they have a quarterback in Cam Newton that at this point of the year, he is the MVP of the league. Jonathan Stewart more than likely will not be available at running back for Carolina in this game, but they are still a very physical bunch and they know how to go out there and establish the line of scrimmage. Now for the Giants, they finally got back in the win column this past Monday night against the Dolphins, and they were finally able to finish a game, which is something that the Giants have had problems with all season long. Eli Manning was an efficient 27 of 31 passing this Monday night against the Dolphins, and I don't see him having that ability to play that lights out against Carolina, especially the way that they play defense. You look at the matchup, of course, of wide receiver for the Giants. You have Odell Beckham Jr. going up against Josh Norman, who is having a Pro Bowl caliber season at cornerback. And that is going to be a matchup that really dictates how things go in this game. But I look at the Giants, and they have to play a flawless game in each phase of the game. Defensively, they have to find a way to tackle, put Carolina in third and long, and get them off the field. While when they have the football, they have to get touchdowns, and the Giants cannot turn the football over. Too many things need to happen for the Giants to win. And in their case, as well as the Carolina Panthers, doing a lot of bad things. I don't see that happening in this one. And I'm going to take Carolina on the road by the score of 37-20. Now at Foxborough, it's the 3-10 Tennessee Titans traveling to take on the 12-2 New England Patriots. New England was able to get back in the win column last Sunday night against the Houston Texans after losing their previous two games. And now, with losses by both the Cincinnati Bengals and Denver Broncos, New England is looking once again at potentially getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the AFC. Tom Brady has his all-pro tight end and Rob Gronkowski back. Wide receiver Julian Edelman is beginning to practice once again, and it's that same old philosophy for the Patriots under head coach Bill Belichick. Simply go out there and do your job. Now, the Titans, they took it on the chin last week on the road versus the New York Jets. This is a young team right here that does not know how to win yet in the NFL, and New England is not going to help them out in this one, as I'm going to take New England in a sneezer by the score of 41-10. Now, there will be a battle of six and seven teams in the nation's capital. As you have the 6-7 Buffalo Bills traveling to take on the 6-7 Washington Redskins. The biggest difference, Buffalo is trying to hang around in the wild card chase in the AFC, while Washington is tied for the divisional lead in the NFC East. And you look at Washington this year, they're 5-2 at home. You look at the way that Kirk Cousins, their quarterback, has played at home, as he has not turned the football over, and that's been a big aspect of what they're able to do. Now you look at this Bills defense, and with three games left, you know what? You are what you are. But Buffalo has to try to find a way defensively to put some pressure on Kirk Cousins in this game if they're going to be able to go out there and get the road win. At the same time, when Buffalo has the football, they have to consistently get the ball to running back LeSean McCoy. Buffalo didn't do a good enough job of that last week when they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. And for them to have that opportunity to get the win tomorrow, they have to get the ball to McCoy early and often. Getting the football to McCoy will also set up the play action to wide receiver Sammy Watkins, as there are some holes in this Redskins defense if Buffalo Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor can exploit them. This is going to be a good battle between a pair of 6-7 teams, but I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 27-23. Now, it will be the 4-9 Baltimore Ravens looking to play spoiler when they host the 8-5 Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean, at one point, Kansas City was 1-5 this season, and everybody was ready to write them off. But credit to their head coach, Andy Reid, and how he has rallied this bunch as they have been playing simplistic football, but it has been very effective. You look at this Chiefs defense, and they will go out there, and they're going to put a ton of pressure on Ravens quarterback Matt Schaub in this one. And you look at a guy in Schaub that has a history of turnover issues, and it's not going to help him going up against the likes of Justin Houston and Tamba Hali on that Kansas City defense. KC's defense alone can and will win this game, and I'm going to take the Chiefs on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, at one point, a lot of folks were ready to write the Seattle Seahawks off. They were 4-5. But Seattle has won their last four games, and they are rolling as they now welcome the 3-10 Cleveland Browns to town. And if you're Cleveland, the season cannot end quick enough, as it is another lost year in Northern Ohio. But you look at the Seahawks, you look at the secondary, and I'm talking about the Legion of Boom and how they are gelling right now. And Russell Wilson, the Seahawks' fine quarterback, along with wide receiver Doug Baldwin, have developed a tremendous chemistry that will put some pressure on this Cleveland Browns defense. Seattle comes into this game favored by 16.5, and I'm confident in taking the over as Seattle will win this game by the score of 37-16. Now, out in the Bay Area, it will be the 9-4 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 6-7 Oakland Raiders. Green Bay comes into this game favored by 3 points over the silver and black. But if you are Green Bay, you better pack a lunch for this one, because these are not the same Raiders that we've been accustomed to seeing over recent years. As under first-year head coach Jack Del Rio, they're more physical, they're more hungry, and you have to play 60 minutes if you're going to beat them. You look at this Raiders defense, more notably Khalil Mack at outside linebacker, and the performance that he was able to display last week in the Raiders' road victory against the Denver Broncos, as he had 5 sacks, and he's going up against a very porous Packers offensive line this year, so you can expect to see a lot of double and triple teams on him this season. Now, Aaron Rodgers has found himself moving around more from opposing defenses this year, as he really doesn't like to. And if he forces the football, he has an old friend back there playing safety for the Raiders in Charles Woodson that knows a thing or two, and he would not mind intercepting his former teammate. Now, defensively, the Packers have to find a way to put some pressure on Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Carr is just in his second year, and he is still prone to making some mistakes back there in the pocket. But this Green Bay defense, led by Clay Matthews, has to set the tone early in this one. Green Bay will win this game, but they will have to pack a lunch, like I previously said. And I'm going to take the Pack on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, it will be the 10-3 Denver Broncos traveling to the Steel City of Pittsburgh to take on the 8-5 Steelers. And the Steelers got the big road win last week over the Cincinnati Bengals, and there's still an outside chance for them to win the AFC North in 2015, while the Broncos are looking to get back on track after getting stunned at home this past Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. But you look at the Steelers' defense, and they have really come on as the season has progressed, and I expect them to put some pressure on the Broncos' young quarterback in Brock Osweiler. But this Denver defense, they're not slouches either, and they have to stay disciplined against this high-powered Steeler offense led by Big Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback and, of course, the speedster at wide receiver in Antonio Brown. But I think Pittsburgh's defense on the youngster in Osweiler is going to be the difference in this game, and I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 27-20. Now, in what could be the final game for the San Diego Chargers at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, they will host the 5-8 Miami Dolphins. And this has been a very bad season for the Chargers, as they are just 3-10. They've had a litany of injury issues to deal with all season long, and this is a season that just simply cannot end quick enough for them. But you look at quarterback Philip Rivers for the Chargers, and he's been this team's franchise quarterback for over a decade now, and he's a guy that has a lot of pride, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve. And in spite of the fact that the Chargers have so many injuries and so many bad vibes going on around the team this year, he's a guy that's going to go out there and rally the troops. Now, for Miami, they suffered a home loss against the New York Giants this past Monday night, and it all but ended their postseason chances for 2015. And the Dolphins need discipline, and more importantly, they need leadership. Two things that they are lacking right now. And I think the Chargers, led by Rivers, will have enough to get past Miami in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, at the site of Super Bowl 50, it will be the 4-9 San Francisco 49ers hosting the 10-3 Cincinnati Bengals. And the Bengals were rolling, heading up to last Sunday when they faced the Pittsburgh Steelers, as they really had visions of getting to Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, and they took a big hit when quarterback Andy Dalton suffered the thumb injury, which more than likely will put him on the shelf for the remainder of this season. But it will be up to A.J. McCarron, the former University of Alabama standout, to sit there and keep his chair warm while orchestrating this Bengals offense. But you look at the talent that is around McCarron. He still has A.J. Green at wide receiver. You still have Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard at running back, along with Tyler Eifert at tight end. So it's not a situation where McCarron is going into this thing and he has to do it by himself. And head coach Marvin Lewis, along with offensive coordinator Hugh Jackson, have now had a week to prepare McCarron for this game. You also have this stingy Bengals defense going up against 49ers quarterback Blaine Gabbert, and they will look to go out there and make him as uncomfortable as possible. It will be a work in progress for the Bengals offense right now, and they will have to lean on their rock-solid defense. But I'm going to take Cincy on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's the 11-2 Arizona Cardinals traveling to the city of brotherly love to take on the 6-7 Philadelphia Eagles. And right now, they flew under the radar to begin the year, but this Arizona team under head coach Bruce Arians is the real deal, and they are a legit threat to win the Super Bowl. You look at Arizona, they are a complete team with quarterback Carson Palmer. You look at the running game right now with David Johnson, and of course, the experience at wide receiver in Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd. And you look at this Cardinals defense, especially in the secondary, they are very, very tough to score on. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles under Chip Kelly as their head coach have historically had a problem winning the time of possession, and if they are unable to win the time of possession in this one and dictate things, they are going to be for a long night against this Cardinals team. Thus, I'm going to take Arizona on the road by the score of 30-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it will be the 4-9 Detroit Lions traveling to the Superdome in New Orleans to take on the 5-8 Saints. Now, both of these teams had higher expectations this year, but things really got away from both of them quickly. But credit to quarterback Drew Brees for rallying his Saints team, and he has shown them that, you know what, we simply do not give up. The same can be said for the Lions, but they still have a ways to go if they are going to be able to compete consistently in the National Football League. From the outside looking in, it looks like neither one of these teams has a lot to play for, but I think that is far from the case. I think you're going to see a very competitive game on both sides. But New Orleans will get the win at home by the score of 31-27. So, folks, that is going to just about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And like I always say, if you follow me on Twitter, it's my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, folks, I want to take this time out to wish all of you the very best in this holiday season. A Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and of course, a Happy Kwanzaa. Take care, folks. Have yourselves a good day and enjoy the football action this weekend.